371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are going to talk about a great event coming up in the area on the 27th in Mayfield. Piece of the Paint is what it's called. Cantrell Washington is with us this morning. Cantrell, it is great to meet you.
Good morning.
And I met about a year ago, and to have you in studio to talk about this is great. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
This Piece in the Paint, I found out about it on the Saturday morning when it was taking place last year. Councilman Fry called me up and said, you might want to come on over to the playground at Mayfield. There's an annual event going on, and that is when it all started for me. But right. Piece in the Paint's been going on for a few years. It's your brainchild, right. and continues to grow and really have an impact.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that, and then just talk about ways also this morning that the community can get involved.
Okay.
How did this all come about?
Piece in the Paint came about. I was at the playground one day, and I was watching some kids play, and they were having a big disagreement about something. So I have a child which is 10 years old, and we were just both sitting there looking like, is anybody going to stop this? Is anybody going to say anything to these kids? So after a while, I came up with a brilliant idea. I felt like it was a brilliant idea that we should settle it on a basketball court. For people who don't know, it's peace when you come together. And inside the paint on the actual basketball court, that's what we call the paint. So I came up with Peace in the Paint, basically to give kids a better opportunity to understand that you can settle your differences in a different way. You don't need guns. You don't need to fight. You can talk it out. I came up with something that's called MADE, which stands for My Attitude Determines Everything. Basically, in everything that we do in everyday life, you have to have a great attitude doing it. If not, you're not going to want to do it. So 7 years later, we're here.
Well, in last year's event, I mean, there seemed to be, at a minimum, a couple thousand people there kind of going in and out of Mayfield. I was so surprised at that. Because some of it's a big part of it's basketball.
Yes.
But there's picnics and games and all kinds of
event,
things.
The event started out 6 years ago. We might have had like 300 people. It's grown from maybe 300 people to last year ranging anywhere from 2,500 people to 3,000 people.
Wow.
Yes. All free. Free, 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 free.
And everybody is there. There are all ages there. There are all races there.
Yes.
And everybody's mingling.
Everybody is one. That's everybody is one. It's really a beautiful event, and it's really hard to believe because of where it's at and because you hear so much. I mean, we live in a world today where you hear so much.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually get there to see the actual event, no issues out of the whole 6 years, never had any problems. It's just been one big happy place.
You have a lot of basketball teams come and play. And,
yes.
They didn't seem to all be local.
Yes. No, we have teams all the way from Florida, all the way from Philly to Philadelphia. Some come from New York. Some come from outside the area. They're just all over just to make the event huge. It's good to see different people.
Well, the other thing is there's some good, at least to my untrained eye, there seem to be some young players there that
yes.
I kept thinking, I'd like to know their names because I have a feeling someday we're going to be seeing them at,
yes.
at the college level
definitely,
and maybe as
definitely,
in the pros.
Definitely. And that's what it's for, is to make kids who didn't finish the year strong to start the year strong. You know, school starts in August this year. The Piece in the Paint is in July. So you try to give kids a jump start to, you know, with that attitude to motivate them to get ready for the upcoming school year.
I remember you telling me last year when we were standing there that, and I hadn't even thought of this, that a lot of these families and the kids participating don't go on vacation in the summer. And this is something they look forward to.
Yes, we deal with kids. Where I'm from, we have kids who've never been anywhere for the summer. They don't know what it's like to go to Kings Dominion. They don't know what it's like to go to Hershey Park or anywhere like that. All they know is when we get out of school, we're going to ride our bike. Or some kids don't even have bikes. They know what it's like to just walk around the neighborhood all day. That's it. That's a summer vacation for them. Or they go across the street to the Dixon Street pool that we have now, which is an awesome thing.
Yeah.
That's about it. So Piece in the Paint is like the summer event for them, and they look forward to it, like really look forward to it. But sometimes, you know, we'll get into that later about how things cost and, you know, different things like that. But you try to keep constantly giving it to them, giving it to them, giving it to them, because this is what they look forward to.
Well, and that's what I'm sure when you started this that you had no idea that it could grow like this. You might have hoped it, but
I
is.
I thought it was just going to be a regular event, to be honest. I thought it was just going to be something that we did you know, it would be really cool. Myself and my cousin, Keisha Turner, which is not here, I thought it would be something really good that it would just be one little event. I'd like, you know, play a couple basketball games.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it just exploded, and it's really a blessing for me. As much as I say sometimes that I can't do this anymore because I'm so stressed out about it, I have to keep doing it. It has to keep going on. It's constantly, constantly, constantly growing every year.
Well, and so many of those kids, what I found when in just observing the event last year they really look up to you, and you take that seriously. I really do.
Because I was once, of course, we all was once a kid, but I was once those kids. I was once those kids who had that person that I looked up to, you know. And I definitely take it very serious because they really repeat what they see. Kids really follow what they see. So you try to set an example so they can try to follow the same example, whether it's a certain clothes you wear or a certain way you walk or a certain way you say things. They just follow what they see. So I try to set the best example possible for the kids. So hopefully, God forbid, I hope I can live forever, but maybe when I don't, they can take it over and bring it back and keep it going and keep it going years from now.
Well, and you understand, talk a little bit about your background, because this is, you understand this area because you grew up in the city.
I'm born and raised here in Freddiesburg. Freddiesburg was home, played basketball on all the top of the line basketball teams. I was once that kid who got put out of school. But basketball actually saved me. Went to college, Maryland Eastern Shore, basketball scholarship. Had a child, came home, and decided to be the wonderful father that I hope I can be. Since then, the story goes on, Ted, you know? It's just one of those, I love it, I live it. Sometimes, as you notice, when you out there, see, I get out there on the court and play.
Yeah.
I just can't stay away from basketball. It is what it is. But hopefully, it was something that was like my ticket to keep me going, to constantly keep me pushing. And I feel like any kid should be able to do the same thing, whether it's basketball, golf, football, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Find something you love, stick with it, and constantly keep going with it.
Well, and hopefully, Cantrell, that they you know, when you talked about resolving differences on the court, that's something that they'll come back to.
Right.
Because it's when they do other things that the lives are altered on both sides.
Right, Ted. It's just all about finding a peace of mind. It's your attitude. You got to have I have the worst attitude. Well, I had the worst attitude. I can be mad at the littlest thing, but sometimes you have to find a peace. And that's with anything that you do in life. You got to find a peace. You got to find something that makes you happy, and you got to continue to go forward with it.
I've never seen you even frown. I can't imagine that you have anything close to a temper.
Man. And you know, like the littlest things, like I'm so competitive. But yes, I do get mad, Sam. I tell you, I do. I definitely do all the time. But like I said, it's attitude. People see you. It's all about how you portray yourself. That's it. It's all about how you portray yourself.
Well, like we said just a few minutes ago, I mean, you do really take this seriously.
Yes,
and those kids look up to you.
Yes.
And you know, you really are a role model.
Yes.
And there's others. You look like Councilman Fry and others.
Yeah, and he's an excellent guy. It's so hard to be Councilman Fry, so hard, but he's an excellent guy. He gets everything done. If I ever need something, I give him a phone call. He never hesitate to get back to me. Basically, the reason I take it so seriously is because, again, I know what it's like Christmas and not really get what you want, you know.
Yeah.
My mom made it happen, though. My mom is excellent. My mom, to this day, as you see, she's out there, she's making it happen. My mom makes it happen all the time. But we all have grown up where I'm from to not see certain things that you look for, you know. I didn't have that car at 16, you know. I didn't have all of that. So to see that, to try to help these kids, let's be honest, some kids don't even make it to 16.
Yeah.
So to have these type of things, you want to make sure that everything that we do is basically around the kids and that it's taken serious so they can see how serious it is. That's about it.
For one of the reasons I wanted to have you come in today, we're gonna take a break and come back and talk about how people can get involved.
I'm here.
Because there really is a component of this of where this continues to grow,
right.
And this may be something that that people, or whether it's individuals or businesses, want to get involved
yes,
with.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're gonna do that when we come back. Cantrell Washington is here. Peace in the Paint is what we're talking about. It's an event at Mayfield on July 27th. It is basketball and more from 10 to 4. And we will do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kentrell Washington, the organizer of Peace in the Paint, is here this morning. It's an event on July the 27th in Mayfield in a couple of weeks. 10 to 4 is when it takes place. And Kentrell, to run an event like this, you do it, everything is provided free, but you need a lot of people to get involved. When you're talking about 2,500, 3,000 people, and a lot of these people really looking forward to it.
Right.
I can now see where you might get stressed.
Yes. It's really stressful, and that's why I'm out here every day trying to get donations. Or, you know, it's really hard to really get donations because of actually where it's at. You know, I totally understand. I totally get it. But at the same time, we're dealing with kids here. You know, I think sometimes our budget is somewhere between like $4,500 and $5,000, just depending on, because, again, as I was just saying earlier, I never knew how much hamburgers really cost. Like, hamburgers are so expensive, you know what I mean? So, but every kid must eat. Every kid must eat, and it's absolutely free. So, of course, I'm out here every day trying to get these donations. This year is really big to me because last year we gave away, as you may know, we gave away 24 bicycles to kids.
Boy, that was something to see, too. You had them all lined up.
Yes.
And I mean, the kids that won them, to see the look on their face,
yes.
Can see why you want to do that,
yes,
because
so
it really meant a lot.
It really meant a lot to them. It was like, you know, again, kids never had a bicycle before. You know, like, wow, you never had a bicycle before, or didn't even know how to ride a bike. So now it's more of like, this year the goal is to try to give away 35 bicycles. I've asked all my friends, I've asked everyone out, you know, just passing along, hey, pick up a bicycle, drop it off to us if you don't mind. Pick up a bicycle, drop it off. It doesn't matter how much the bike costs, just make it new. Because, you know, kids like to pull tags off brand new bicycles.
Yeah.
That's about it. So that's basically the big thing this year, is just trying to get donations to raise money for these kids. Of course, jerseys, t-shirts are really, really expensive. Really expensive. I mean, sometimes I feel like I'm in the wrong business, you know? Like, I should open up a t-shirt thing sometimes. It's really expensive, you know, $1,500 for t-shirts. Just throwing that out there. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. But you have to see the event go on because you have a certain perception that you want to see these kids with.
Definitely. You've got some sponsors, but if you, and like you said, you're looking for more.
Yes,
if someone is interested in becoming a sponsor,
yes,
how do they do that? Contact you?
Contact me. Email MrWashEvo@gmail.com or simply just give me a telephone call. 202-465-2356. Something real simple, real easy. Just please give me a phone call or contact Ted, you know? Ted can make sure that, contact Ted, the radio station. He'll make sure that, you know, you'll get it to me or whatever the case may be. But we just looking for all the donations that we can get, all the help that we can get, because it is hard on myself.
Yeah, again, the email is Mr. Wash Evo, E-V-O, at
gmail.com.
Yes. Okay, and that's the way to get in touch with you. And like you say, there are all kinds of foods won, jerseys,
food,
bikes.
Jerseys, referees, bikes, basketballs, you name it, we have it. Earrings. This year is a big thing for me because, as you know, I know kids, so I know boys. This year we have things for little girls, you know, little princesses. Try to have like a little spa out there. Try to have like nails, painting, and stuff like that. I'm really excited that some of the local barbers this year decided to come out to give the kids haircuts. You know, just to help them out before we get back to school. So, of course, school came really early this year. Really, really early. So, it's just...
Yeah, again, short summer.
Oh, my God. Really a short summer. So, again, just trying to get all the sponsors, anybody who wants to make a donation, please, 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 please contact me.
Again, 202-465-2356.
If I don't answer, I have a real bad problem. I be so busy sometimes that if I try to answer every phone call, please just leave me a message and I'll make sure I get back to you.
It really is a day to see. If you go to YouTube and type in Peace in the Paint, you'll see a video that we did last year. You and I talked about the event, and we've got some pictures and videos. And it really, you know, like we said, it really is. You take a look at that day, and it's no different. I mean, there's people all around, people enjoying themselves.
Yes.
And like you said, one of the things, I guess, is that a lot of us have to get out of our minds is that, well, I wouldn't want to go over to Mayfield.
I get it all the time, and it's so funny to me because you get it like, oh my God, I hear so many things about this place. Oh my God, were there this? In life, anywhere you go, something can happen.
Yeah.
It is what it is. You can go to the Taco Bell and something happen, to the gas station. People are people. But I promise you, if you just get the perception out of your head and actually come to the area, you'll change all of that. It's really a lovable place. I promise you it is. It's all in what you make it. You know what I mean? Like, that's anything in the world. It's all in what you make it. And it's really good to see that all diversities can come together for this one event and have a successful day. I mean, like, 2,500 people are a lot of people coming in and out of the Mayfield community. You know, a lot. Fredericksburg Police Department is out there.
Yep.
Definitely awesome. Always need anything we need, they're always there. Everyone is just there. It's just an awesome event. Just to put what you hear aside and come check it out for once.
It is. It is the kind of thing. And if you walk around and you actually look and you look. I've been to Mayfield for a number of times for a number of different events, whether it's been tree plantings or the Red Cross. Canvassed the area a few years ago, and I walked around with them. And you look, and Habitat for Humanity has been involved in that area. And you walk around there, and you see this neighborhood is no different than any other neighborhood.
No different than any other neighborhood. But as I said, it's just a name. Some people have, you know, I get it. You open up the paper, you read something there, see something, and you're like, wow, I'm staying away from that place. But it's really hard. It's really hard to. I'm born and raised there. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. It actually really made me to the person I am today. It's nothing like having a Fredericksburg Fair in your neighborhood. You know what I mean? And that's what's so crazy. People say, I go to the fair all the time. Well, you came to Mayfield.
Yeah.
You know, the fair is actually in the community. Mm-hmm. That's the crazy thing.
I never
about
thought
it.
Of that, but you're
people
right.
People never mention that. They always say, well, hey, I'm going to the Fredericksburg Fair. Okay, well, you came to Mayfield. I did? Yeah. I mean, it's right here. You know, it's like you had to drive past it or drive through it to actually get to the fair. So it's so funny to me every time I hear that. Every time I hear that. And again, the fair's been excellent by teaming up. Travis Bullock, excellent guy. He gives his fair passes to give away to the kids. It's just been, all in all, I just want people to come see it. Come take a chance. Come take a Saturday to come check it out. And I promise they'll want to come back.
You will. You see, because like there are so many components. The basketball, obviously, the big thing. But like you say, you've got the barbers. I think is another great
the barbers,
element.
Yeah,
this
the barbers
year.
Is this year. The unemployment office is really big this year. Also, the health department is really big this year. You know, you want to teach kids about, you know, safe things, awareness, you know, testing, getting tested, knowing what's going on. You also want to have the unemployment out there because it's hard to get a job nowadays. It's really hard. You know, some people don't know how to build resumes. You know, some people don't know how to do certain things. So you have all these components out there just to help people figure out how to better themselves. But those are what you call the behind-the-scenes things because sometimes, you know, maybe the newspaper didn't get there early enough. They didn't see that portion of it. Mm-hmm. And again, we don't do it to be seen. We do it because it's the right thing to do.
Well, you're helping people. Yeah. That's the great thing that these kids are going to go away and some are going to have bikes and some are going to have haircuts.
Haircuts, school supplies, book bags. If anybody is out here listening, whether it's from money to school supplies to a bicycle, whatever you donated is definitely appreciated. I don't care if it's a pencil. It's definitely appreciated. Somebody will find a way to use it some form of fashion.
Yeah. No. And the fact that it's this we talk about the basketball part of it. But that's the fun part. Mm-hmm. This is more of a life event, really.
Yes, it's really a life event. It's really one of those to really touch you, you know. And that's the best thing I like about it. It really touches me every year I'm out there. As you know, I walk around, I check everything out. But the love that you get to see, the support. Not only first of all, I love Fredericksburg, and I thank so many people for supporting this event. First of all, because they all come every year, they support, they drop off, they do everything. But just to see the love that's out there is the best thing possible. It's a beautiful thing to see everyone come together to talk. You know, it's kind of like, I call it a big family reunion. You know, you went to school with people.
Yeah.
You couldn't see them, or if you didn't know them, you didn't see them. And then from the mayors to the councilmen to the people running for election, everybody stops through here. You'd be amazed.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing what you see.
Well, I hope you wear a Fitbit or something that day because you don't. You never stop.
I never stop. Oh man, I never stop. I'll be so happy when I see 2:00, but it comes so. It's again. It's so. It's it's amazing to see when your event starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, but at 8:30, you're already 300 people strong standing around a basketball court.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The amazing thing I found was, because I just figured I'll park like a block away. I had to park like three or four blocks away because there was no parking.
There's no parking. And again, that's another thing. The parking thing is so funny to me because to see people be like, I had to park four streets over.
Yeah.
To walk. I'm like, four streets? Wow. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful to see. It's a beautiful thing to see. And again, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I'm so happy that someone like yourself invited me on the show this morning to take time and let's talk about this. And I'm hoping someone out here that's listening say, hey, I'm going to go check this out this year.
That's right. Since I saw you last year, and I remember saying and saying to you, we need to do a radio show on
right.
this just because right. we need to get the word out, because this is really an event that the community, I think, would want to get involved in.
Right.
And you talk about, you know, wanting to be inclusive and things like that. This is a great chance
yes.
to put those words into action.
And I need those help. I need you guys help. Help, 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 help.
202-465-2356
yes.
is the number. Or you can send an email to MrWashEVO@gmail.com.
Yes, you got it.
Peace in the paint. It's the paint. July 27th at Mayfield, 10 to 4. We are talking with Kentrell Washington this morning. Much more coming up this morning. We will continue to talk about that. I want to talk a little bit more about kind of your life journey and how you got
cool.
here, because
cool.
you've got a story to tell and you're telling it and you know, making it happen.
No
so
problem.
It's fun to get the word out on this. Because a lot of us, I would never have known. Like I said, if it was
right.
it was last year on the day of the event,
right.
and the event was going,
right.
and I got a call out of the blue from
Kyle. I was
Kyle
like,
McBride.
Who is this guy over there just interviewing everyone?
Yeah. That's how we met. And so that's how this show happened. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's now 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kentrell Washington, the organizer of Peace in the Paint here this morning. It's an event taking place in Mayfield on July 27th from 10 to 4. And again, if you somehow miss how to get involved with him, if you just get in touch here with me, I will get you to Kentrell. 202-465-2356 is his phone number, or Mr. Wash, EVO, at gmail.com is another way to get a hold of him. And just a lot of needs that we'll continue to talk about in ways for people to get involved. Kentrell, one of the things that I find just fascinating about this is there are no negotiables when it comes to where Peace in the Paint is going to be. It's going to be at the Mayfield Playground, and that's it.
No negotiables. I've been offered to sell this event for the last past 6 years. As you may know, I don't know if the world knows, but I've been offered anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 to sell the actual event, and I haven't. The event is where it's at for a reason, because it's to give the not so wealthy, or I'm not going to say wealthy, I'm going to say the ones who really needed a chance to have something that's
yeah.
just for them. That's it. Just for them. Nothing else. Just for them. I didn't want to move the event because I didn't think those kids would be able to actually attend the event. They wouldn't be able to get there at all, if that makes sense. Because again, some of these kids' parents don't have cars.
Mm-hmm.
They don't drive. For God's sake, they don't even have a license. So it's like, I want the kids that really need it to need it versus the kids who don't need it to need it, if that makes sense, who
yeah.
are okay. So I feel like, just leave it here. I just feel like I'm not going to sell it for any type of money for something that really needs to be done in my neighborhood.
Boy, and that right there when we talked about that last year, shows where your heart is on this, right. And just where, I mean, this is all about helping kids and
yes.
kids in the city, and especially kids, like you say, who may not have yeah. that bike or yes. may not have yes. some of the extras that some of us assume, well, everybody's looks
right.
like that.
Exactly. And they really don't. And to see the kids riding a bike through the neighborhood, if you have a ride through, to see them riding a bike through the neighborhood or whatever the case may be, it's like, oh my God, I gave them that bike, you know? Or,
yeah.
or it's like, and now I get kids run up to me with report cards because I guess they think I'm rich. I'm not rich, you know? And I tell everybody all the time, like, I'm not rich. I'm far from rich. But it's because of the Facebook community I have, and it's because of the radio community, the good people like yourself, the whole community coming together to make this event happen. It's not just me. It's bigger than me. It's about everyone in the whole Fredericksburg area coming together to make this thing work. I stress Keisha out, which is the person who helps me does this, Keisha Turner. I stress her out every day because we're always trying to figure out a way to make this bigger. But again, as I stated before, things cost money. You know, they cost money. But I'm doing my best. I'm asking for help, but I'm doing my best.
And it's a great event for whether it's for individuals or for a business to get
yes.
involved. I mean, I know the t-shirts last year
yes.
had an insurance agency
yes,
on
the
it.
Yeah, t-shirts last year had a State Farm agency on it. Mr. Michael
Smith.
Mr. Michael Smith was on it last year. It was really good. You know, I would love to advertise a business out there, hang a banner, whatever the case may be. Would love to advertise it because I feel like people should know what's in our area for us. You know, whether it's a window place or just trying to find a job to get a job, anything, advertise it out there. Please come out, advertise it, or just come out and pass out business cards. There was a lot of people last year passing out business cards just to network. Networking is good. That's something that we're trying to teach the kids how to do. Network. You know, it's okay to speak to someone else from a different race. It's okay to speak to someone else who's doing something better than you. Or if you don't know how, just ask for help.
Yeah. No, it's like I said, it's really just basketball and more, and the overriding, you know, your phrase of my attitude determines everything.
Yes.
And you just think of how far some of these kids can go.
Right.
By, you know, employing that by the helps that you're giving them.
Well, I mean, of course, I would and something else I would like to see is some speakers. If they have some speakers out there that want to come talk to the kids, come talk to them. Come teach them something. It's always good to teach. Come teach them something. If you have a trade or you know something that might be cool for the kids to do, we have plenty of space over there to come out there to teach these kids how to do something. It's just helping. That's it. Helping. Teaching and helping. That's all we want to do, teaching and helping. I mean, come on, Tay, the event starts from 6 years old. I have 6-year-old kids, 6 to 8. It goes from 6 to 8,
yeah.
9 to 11, 12 to 14, 15 to 18. Then we have 2 adult games, you know? And it's like, wow, it's all the way from 6 years old. So from 6 year old up, they can say, I play in this great event every year.
Yeah.
And you can watch them grow. You can constantly watch them grow as they get older.
The other funny thing was that fun thing to see was over in a corner you had over in the shade you had there was a great contingent of just older people just there to be there encouraging and watching
right.
and socializing
and that's just one of those that's what I call the veterans. I call them the veterans. They've put their time in, they've watched, they saw, and it's just a beautiful thing to actually just watch the kids come up now, you know, especially when you're born and raised there, you grew up there and you're 56
yeah.
years old, to watch them mingle with the younger kids is like, okay, it's just generations change, generations after generations after generations.
Well, like I remember seeing Hashmil Turner there, and he was over in that group.
Mr. Turner's an excellent guy. I love the fact he always stops and speaks to us. He gives the kids a lot of prayers. Always talking to the kids, always motivating the kids, always constantly doing something for us. Anytime we need him, he's always, I'm not going to say a phone call away, he's always a doorbell away. I can always ring his doorbell. Hey, I need you for this, or hey, I'm thinking about this. And it's cool to actually be able to contact people like that, like Mr. Councilman Fry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really cool to actually be able to just contact them because they are for the community.
Councilman Fry got a hold of that mic, and
he's my host. He's my MC.
He was sick. You couldn't get it away from
yes,
him.
Yes, and he's my MC from the past 6 years, day one. I started with the guy, and this year I always try to switch DJs. I always try to give local DJs, show local DJs a lot of, you know, a lot of love,
mm-hmm.
you know, to say, hey, come on out. DJ this event. I started with a guy named Jose the first year. Last year, I think we had a radio DJ.
I was going to say, it was somebody from D.C.,
yeah,
wasn't
last
it?
Last year, it was from 93.9, DJ Flavor. He did an excellent job. And this year, we have one of Virginia's top DJs, DJ Daryl Scott from the Caroline County area. Really good, really great. It's just all about networking and putting people in a certain light so they can be seen also. So Peace and Pain is not only for kids, it's for adults also.
Well, and again, especially for the kids, you're showing them and you're highlighting people that they can look up to.
They can look up to
and see that you don't have to look to maybe the bully down the street as that's how I'm going to make it by being like him.
And it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because this year's theme for Peace in the Paint is actually basketball against bullying.
Huh.
I told myself this year that we needed a theme for Peace in the Paint, and it's a lot of bullying going around, and kids grow up with bullies and it forces them to do things they really don't want to do, but they're scared. When someone's scared, you do anything you don't want to do. So this year's theme for Peace and the Pain is basketball against bullying. That's the theme for it. We want to stop it. We want to show kids that you can do other things. It's not cool to be the bully down the street. And it's simply bullying just because you may not like something someone has on, but what you may not know, it could be something that someone can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at with it. So this year's theme for it is basketball against bullying, which we'll have some speakers out there. We also give away Hero Awards, as you may know. Hero Awards is for people who do things and don't look for any intentions behind it. Whether it's just that person who lived in the neighborhood for such a long time, or people who just really help with kids and don't look for anything behind it. They just do it because it's the right thing to do. So we give out Hero Awards every single year.
I did not know that, but that shows them.
Yes, because that's really a hero. You shouldn't have to be recognized. I feel like everything doesn't make the paper.
Yeah.
But those are Hero Awards to help a child. If a child's walking home and he needs a ride home and it's pouring down rain, and you don't just ride past him, you pick him up and give him a ride home. It's little things that help kids out. It's little things that kids remember for the rest of their lives.
It's a great event. And again, 202-465-2356.
Yes.
I wish a few people would call while we're here. And you got your phone there.
Yeah, I got my phone. I'm there.
I can't deal with you now, but I'll call you back. 202-465-2356 or Mr. Wash, EVO at gmail.com.
Yes.
To get involved. And I'll be really disappointed if you don't get something out of this, just because this area is such a giving area, and it has been obviously to be able to do what you've done.
Yes,
but as it grows, you need to do more.
Yes, like I say, please reach out. I'm asking for you guys' help. If you guys have any ideas that's out there and want to share the light, well, hey, I would like to see this. Cool. Please let me know. We'll definitely get there to do it. But I definitely need help. The event is 2 weeks away, and it's a lot of things that we need that we don't have right now.
Well, the bikes. I remember standing over by the bikes you're wanting to give away even 10 more than you did last year. What you gave away for 25?
Yeah, we gave away 25 last year. 25 bikes last year, and I want to give away 35 this year. And the reason we picked 35 is because, you just always want a challenge.
Yeah.
A challenge is not bad. I want to say 100, but I want to be realistic. I think 35 we can do, and I think that with this radio interview and reaching out to more people, that we'll be able to do things like that, because Freddysburg is all about it's a loving place.
Yeah.
And I know everyone here has a heart that wants to help do different things, even just to drop off a bicycle.
Just to see those when you gave those bikes away.
Yes.
It was just you get all choked up seeing how excited those kids were.
They were crying. They had tears coming down their eyes, like, "Oh my God." I felt like they just won the lotto. Like, they were crying. And they were, like, I got a lot of thank you letters. I got a lot of just stopping by the house. Like, I remember getting home saying, like, letters and pictures. And to all the photographers out there, like, tag along photos to some of the local camera guys, Mrs. Reynolds, everyone comes out with their camera. They take these beautiful pictures.
Yeah.
If you would like to, I would like to see more of a video, like a photographer out there. Even you did a great job last year, a great interview on it. It's just all about coming to the actual event and seeing it.
Yeah. And I was going to say, if you want to see what this event is about, go to YouTube and just type in Peace in the Paint.
Right.
And it will pop right up. And you and I did an interview, and then we took some pictures and some video. And I even understand. I'm looking forward to it this year because I understand a little bit more about it, and we'll know what even to look for some other things. Because I got there and was just overwhelmed by what in that small area, so many things were going on.
Yeah, so many people, and it's just it's really funny every time I hear people be like, "Man, there was 2,500 people out there." Like, yes, I know.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I know. But the good news is, I have a great staff. Keisha, like I said, she holds the whole thing down for me. She makes sure everything's good. My mom, you know, Keisha's mom. It's everyone out there, just, you know, to see the staff that we have in green shirts, so the kids can recognize, just in case they get lost from their parents, whatever it is, so they know that's a safety parent or whatever the case may be. It's just a good thing. So if there's anyone out there who would like to just come out and volunteer their time, please. We'd love to have you. Definitely would love to have you.
Well, the other thing, Kentrell, that's great about having it there is hopefully it gives these kids and the people that live in Mayfield some pride.
Yes.
Because that it is a – if you're from there, be proud.
Yes. And you should be proud from where you're from. It's just really hard. Like I said, it's always hard because it's hard to tell someone where you live. You know, people say, well, where you live? Down Route 2, because they don't want to say Mayfield. So they say on Route 2.
Interesting, yeah.
They say on Route 2. And you should
just be proud. I have heard that.
Yeah, you should just be proud from
where
you're
from.
Yeah, you should just be proud from where you're from. You should be proud on where you live. You should be proud that something in the neighborhood happens like this. And it's just for you. It's just for you guys. And people can come, check it out, and then Lord knows where to go from here.
Yeah. No, this could be one of the catalysts for change.
Right.
That's it.
Catalyst for change. I'm going to put that out there on a banner. Catalyst for change. We just want to change the culture. That's all we want to do. We want to change. Change, change, change. But in order to change, it has to be some type of help. I'm only one person. We started this with just the money out of our pocket. We save for this all year round, where we try to save our own personal hard money. And at the end of the day, it's just all asking about help. Help, help, help. You can't stop it because kids look forward to it.
Right. 202-465-2356 to get involved and to contact Kentrell. 202-465-2356 or MrWashEvo@gmail.com. We'll get in touch with you and just say, I'd love for people to say, what can I do? My business wants
to
help.
That's it. That's all I would like. Just call me, hey, what can I do? And then we can sit down, we can chat, we can come have a meeting. It's not really, it's just help. That's it. Help is help. Whatever they can do, I'm grateful for, you know, but we can come together, figure it out, and make this thing work.
You may be the easiest person to talk to in Fredericksburg, so it's not going to be hard to sit down and talk to you.
It's not. We can talk about anything possible.
And you're open to all kinds of ideas.
I
can see if some business may come and say, well, we'd like to do this, or have you ever thought about doing something this way?
And I am, because at the end of the day, if you don't have an open mind, then what are we teaching these kids?
Yeah.
That's it. So yeah. I'm open for anything.
Well, it's a free community event, and it can be a free community event when the community gets involved.
Yes. And everything's and when I say free, there's no gimmicks. Everything is free. Free. Down to the food, down to the candy, down to the ice cream truck. You know, it was an ice cream truck there last year. Like, they were there. Ice cream truck giving away free ice cream. Like, you know what free ice cream does to kids? Free ice cream. Everything is free between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and it's a beautiful thing to be.
I was walking around taking pictures and a video, and I remember several times people would come up and say, hey, you want to have a hamburger? Hey, you want a hot dog? And I was like, I'm fine. You know, give it to somebody. But yeah. No, it was the love at the event.
That's basically what it's about. It's just being love. It's for single parents who sometimes just need a push. Sometimes just need an outlet. I always say my event is set up for people who work all the time.
Yeah.
Nonstop. They don't get a chance to go out. They don't get a chance to enjoy themselves because they either work, go home, take care of the kids, stay in the house. They don't know what it's like to go out anymore. So I always say at least on July 27th, you have a chance to call in to work. I hate to say that, but be at the event to enjoy yourself. Take a day. Take your day. Come out, enjoy yourself, meet new people, and have a wonderful time.
July 27th at Mayfield from 10 to 4. It's Peace in the Pay. Kentrell Washington here, 202-465-2356 to get involved with him and just say, I want to help. What do you need me to do? Is it whether it's to provide some bikes or some money or some food, whatever?
Yes,
like you said, even if you just, all you have is a pencil.
Yes, all you have is a pencil. Whatever we need, whatever you have, we will accept. That's it. Of course, the money is always the thing because, of course, things are really, really expensive on me. And whoever calls and when they call, we'll sit down and go through all that. And as they see, I have a whole book full of stuff.
Yeah, you do.
A whole book full of stuff to show the receipts, then how much things cost and this what it is. But just asking for help. That's it.
Mr. Wash, evo@gmail.com to also get in touch with Cantrell. Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff this morning. Kendrell Washington is here, Peace in the Paint, the event, July 27th at Mayfield. And like you said, Kendrell, this is an event that just keeps growing and lots of exciting things happening this year. But financially, you need some help.
Financially. Jerseys cost, food cost, referees cost, basketballs cost, scoreboards cost. I mean, tents for the kids cost, everything cost. And of course, we're trying to give these kids a better way and show them something different. So financially, if there's any sponsor out there that wants to back the event or wants to, I would love to advertise someone's business out there, advertise someone, whatever someone has, advertise them out there to put them forward to show like, hey, these guys are for our area, for our community, whatever it takes. I would love to do it.
The folks, you hear so many, so often, especially politicians, but others talk about, well, it's for the kids. This is right. For the kids. This is
really, really, it. Really for the kids. This is it. And when you come out there, I promise you can see that everything that we talked about today, it happens the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and there are no ulterior motives here of, you know, well, I'm doing this for the kids, but I also want your vote or something like that.
And I get that all the time.
You're here, and I mean, you've been doing this in some of the early years, just obscurity of just doing it to help the community. And you still continue to do that. You're really a behind-the-scenes kind of guy that wants this thing to go, and whoever... Nobody gets the credit, but let's all work together.
For the last past 2 months, I've been going door to door in different communities trying to figure out, hey, how can I help? Or hey, do you have a kid? And it's funny when I go try to figure out how to find donations, or try to figure out different ways, car washes or whatever the case may be, to get donations to do this. I always meet a kid, and then I end up adding another kid to Peace in the Paint. And then some other kid says, hey, I want to play, and end up with another kid to Peace in the Paint. So basically, the kid wise, it's fine. It's the financial part that's really hard.
Well, and the thing is, somebody made an impact on you, you know, back in the day.
Right.
And that's what you're trying to do, get these kids to wear and just change the culture over
at
Mayfield.
Change the culture. Just want to change the culture. Just want to change the perception of what you hear of certain things. And just to make people understand that we all can come together to do something successful.
Again, how can people get in touch with you and how and it's important?
Important to get in contact with me, 202-465-2356. My email is MrWashEvo@gmail.com.
It's a great event, Peace in the Paint. It's July 27th, so it's coming up in Mayfield, 10 to 4. And again, this all costs. And the more you're able to get, the more you're able to do. You think of just how this... The impact this event already has had and what's coming in the future.
Yes. It's just been, it's coming, it's on the way. Hopefully I would like to see it turn into like some scholarship funds. But of course, you know, things like that do cost. So hopefully we can get some people behind us to send some kids to school.
202-465-2356. 202-465-2356. Mr. Wash, evo@gmail.com. Kentrell Washington, thank you for what you do with Peace in the Paint. You are a hero, my friend.
Thank you so much.
That's it for Town Talk. Thank you
for listening.
Thanks
for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230. WFVA.